This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
More about the FCC. A Trump advisor is saying that maybe it shouldn't even exist. And I got to say, I agree. So a little credit where credit's due. Sometimes the Trump campaign will get things right. Unfortunately, they're wrong on a bunch of stuff. But, you know, I'll give credit where credit's due. With you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
We're going to go right to your calls, your thoughts here, though. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. Let's go to Jack, listening in Jackson, in Michigan, to WKHM. Hey, Jack.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Sure.
I spoke with you, gentlemen, and I think a young lady last evening, and I expressed that I was just a new listener and a first-time caller. And you had invited me to call back in tonight to kind of
because it was right at the end of the show, and it's always hard to have any kind of meaningful conversation in two minutes.
Yeah, so you had invited me back to base. I said that I was just kind of learning about libertarianism, and I think you said it'd be interesting to go down that path to educate me and maybe other people that are in similar situations. You know, just kind of have our feelers out there. I did a little homework. I pulled up a libertarian website just to kind of read what the core beliefs are, maybe the playbook, if you will, if that's an okay term. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, looks good. I mean,
Tell me this. How did you even find out about libertarianism in the first place? What was the first thing that kind of clued you into the fact that it's a thing or that it exists?
Well, according to the definition, I guess it would be stumbling across your radio show.
Okay.
I work nights, and so I'm by myself. The radio keeps me company, and I get your show from 9 to 10 where I'm at only. So I just started listening to the show. A lot of what you folks have to say I would agree with. Some things not quite as much, but, of course, you know, that's going to happen with any
political
fraction. And,
I don't agree with Vincent on everything, and he's sitting in the studio with me here. So
yeah, and that'd be strange if everybody agreed on everything.
Life would be boring if everyone agreed on everything.
I guess so, yeah. Yeah, so just listening, and then a lot of the views are things. I'm an evangelical Christian, actually, and I believe in liberty. I believe, unlike, I think a lot of Christians have got a bad name as far as people like to throw out buzzwords like hateful and those kinds of things, and I think that's very undeserved as far as the teachings of Christ go. But I believe that that everybody should be free to pursue the liberty for themselves. I also believe that liberty can be a state of mind regardless of circumstances. And so that's where my Christian beliefs would come from. We're taught that even slaves and masters, you know, regardless of our situation, we're still responsible for our own thoughts, our own ideas, and our own actions. And that we're just responsible for our behaviors
Well, that's part and parcel of the libertarian message, generally, that in order to have liberty, you do need to have responsibility. So they tend to go hand in hand. And generally, you know, libertarians believe that you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't hurt anybody else. That's kind of it in a nutshell. And I think most people agree with that. They don't know necessarily what a libertarian is, but I think most people sort of behave in that way generally in their own personal lives. When things go wrong is when they start to think about how to control their neighbors. So, you know, on one hand, a lot of people want to be free themselves, but on the other hand, they see their neighbors doing things that they wouldn't do with their freedom, and they think, oh, well, they shouldn't be able to do that. And then, you know, that opens the Pandora's box of wanting to control your neighbors' lives only results in you ending up being controlled. That seeking of power over others results in just more and more freedoms being taken away from everyone over time, and we're all worse off and impoverished for it.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I just kind of browsed through, like I said, this libertarian. I had a question. I'm not prepared to have a real long conversation, maybe. Again, I'm new.
Sure.
Maybe ignorant to some of these things. But if magic, this is a hypothetical, if magically libertarianism just was the norm tomorrow, libertarian president, and you start, how would that deal with some of the issues that we already have? And I guess my thought would be, how would we deal with things like poverty? I understand free market, and I agree with free market, that that would, in the long run, be beneficial for societies as well as for individuals and for businesses. And but how would that deal with the problem of people that are already in the gutter, so to speak?
Well, we already know that the government does a pretty terrible job of helping poor people, because the government welfare programs, for the most part, are almost like a benefit for the middle class bureaucrats who run the program. I mean, they're siphoning off 60% of the operating budget, and then only 30% or whatever is going to the actual recipients, many of whom arguably don't deserve the money because they're just working the system and, you know, abusing the opportunity. There. So, you know, right from the get-go, the government has failed at eliminating poverty, and it has done, you know, the opposite instead of its intentions, which is to enshrine poverty and ensure that people continue to, you know, stay ensconced within the welfare system. If, on the other hand, you look at private charities, you'll see a much more efficient model of setup, where your average private charity is probably the reverse of the government percentages. So instead of 30% going to the operating costs after the employees take 60%, the private nonprofits, the charity groups, they're likely spending 60% or 70% on their recipients and only 30% on overhead costs for the operation. So it's more efficient. And one of the reasons why it's more efficient is because it's subject to competition. There are other charities in the marketplace who will say, oh, well, we're doing this better over here, or we're doing this with this religious belief over here, or, you know, here's why you should support us as opposed to these other groups. And that means that there's competition for the charitable dollar, and so those organizations have to be efficient. They have to be lean. Otherwise, they're going to lose their donations, especially if news comes out, as I remember, I think it was like Bono from U2.
Oh, yeah, that was disgusting.
Who he had some charity, and the news came out, they looked at the numbers, and they found that like 95% of the budget was going to overhead, and 5% was actually getting paid out to the recipients, and it was like, yeah, yeah, that's going to kill a charity right there if they are that inefficient. Whereas the government never ends. You know, it doesn't matter how inefficient they are or how stupid they are. They keep getting the money year after year. So if you think about that, if you were to take all the money that is being spent on government welfare programs and eliminate all of those programs and let the marketplace and charities in the marketplace handle these things, then you could probably have 1/8 or like a sixth or a quarter of the same amount of money go to those charities and help as many people, because they're that much more efficient.
Sure. And I believe that free market does breed competition, which breeds efficiency. My second question, and thanks for that insight, my second question would be, read that along the lines of bigotry. Now, in this day and age, in this culture and society, if somebody of religious conviction, whether it be a Muslim or Christian or otherwise, owns a business and they do not want to provide services for things that conflict with their belief, the gay wedding case scenario comes to mind? You know what I'm talking about. How does libertarianism look at, and I know this may be general, but how does it look at that? As a business owner, should that business owner be free to offer his services to basically discriminate? I'm not saying that that's good or bad, but that's what we're doing.
The libertarian perspective says let the market decide. So if somebody is a business owner and they don't like a certain type of person, or they're a bigot in some way, shape, or form.
Right or wrong, and I'm not saying it's right. But.
Yeah, and I would say it's wrong. And so the way I would deal with that is if I found out there was somebody who was being awful towards a certain group of people in their business, I would spread the word that, hey, don't get your cakes made over at so-and-so's cake shop because they're an a-hole. And, you know, I'd get the word spread around. You could put up a website about it. You could, you know, you can do different things.
Let me ask you this. Is it, in fact, awful to refuse services to somebody based on religious conviction? You can use the word awful. I'm not saying that you want to be hateful to that person, but just to respectfully say that I don't want to support this decision or this.
I think there's a way to do it respectfully. Yeah, I think there's a way to do it respectfully, and then there's a way to be an a-hole about it. But regardless,
sure.
I would want to do business with the people who are accepting of all clients. That's just my preference, and let the market decide. Jack, if you want to continue the discussion, stand by. We'll bring you back. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. But yeah, let the market decide how that those things work out.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air. Detox it.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. We've got time for you. Our toll-free number is 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username's LRN.FM. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
If you're thinking about what to get people on your Christmas shopping list or holiday shopping list, and you're just, you know, you're not really sure, you're tired of kind of the same old, same old. Well, we've got an interesting new advertiser on board with Free Talk Live. You can, of course, avoid going to the malls and the lines and the crowds and get something unique that they're probably not expecting, and that would be Omaha Steaks. If you're looking for the perfect gift, for only $49.99, you can get My Family Gift Pack when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter code FTL, like Free Talk Live, FTL, in the search bar. That's 77% off their regular price on this package. We were sent this package here at the Free Talk Live studios, and when I got this thing out, two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, 12-ounce package all-beef meatballs, which are delicious,
You're
by
making
the way.
Me hungry, man.
Yeah, I'm not even done yet. Four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, and their Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, plus you get four additional kielbasa sausages for free. I thought, okay, this is at least $100. I mean, because it comes in a, you know, it comes in a nice, like, igloo kind of, not igloo, but, you know, like a cooler with a couple packs of dry ice in there. So this is frozen when it arrives at your front door. So plenty of dry ice left. So it was, you know, very, very cold. I thought this is fancy stuff here. I mean, it's well packaged. It looks nice. The quality is fantastic. It's aged for 21 days to unlock the full flavors of the different cuts of meat. And it's, you know, it's delicious, of course, hand trimmed, vacuum sealed. I mean, they really do a good job with the product here. But I'm thinking, okay, this is the most, you know, expensive, most wealthy kind of thing. You've got to be really rich for this. Now, $49.99 for all of those meats and the caramel apple tartlets as well. Just incredible deal, and it's a great gift for anybody because everybody likes to eat. So as long as they like good meat, you got to check out Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com. They're giving an exclusive savings just to Free Talk Live listeners. You get all of that for just under $50. Go to omahasteaks.com, use code FTL in the search bar, and add the family gift pack to your cart. It should come right up when you click on the FTL option that comes up when you type it in there in the search bar. Get that 77% savings, or search around the site and find what else they've got, because they've got a huge selection of not just meats, but also seafood, poultry, pork, veal, lamb, veggies, desserts, appetizers, pasta, soup, seasonings, sauces. I mean, these guys are seriously delicious food, and it comes right to your door. So, yeah, super easy, no-brainer kind of gift here. So go and check it out, omahasteaks.com, code FTL. Type that in the search bar. You'll see we'll come up in the search, and then just click that to get access to the family pack, the special offer, and you'll probably want to get one for yourself as well, just so you know what you're getting other people. Give it a try. Let's go back to Jack. He's in Jackson, Michigan. You're back on with Ian and Vincent. You had some questions about what it means to be a libertarian, questions about, like, welfare and, business freedom, being able to make choices that might be unpopular in a business. I think that people should be free to do those things and suffer whatever the consequences are from the marketplace.
Sure. One quick more question. I know we have some time constraints here, but and by the way, the website I'm looking at, it's the 2016 Libertarian Platform. It's www.lp.org/platform.
Okay.
So I just want one more question basically about taxes. Under two point, the heading government finance and spending, it says all persons are entitled to keep the fruits of their labor. We call for the repeal of income tax and the abolishment of the Internal Revenue Service and all federal programs, blah, blah, blah. My question would be, how would the tax structure be, and how would we finance things like infrastructure? I don't mind paying taxes for roads. I don't, however, like paying taxes for things that, you know, Planned Parenthood, for example, that those are my personal opinion. Other things that I don't feel my tax dollars should go to because they don't coincide with my beliefs, but I don't mind paying taxes for roads, for infrastructure, for things that we do as a society need. We need to be able to travel. How does the tax, if there's no IRS, if there's no income taxes, maybe you could give me a brief summary of how the tax structure would work and And yeah, go ahead and take that.
Now, Vincent might have a different idea here because he describes himself as a minarchist, somebody who believes in a very small government. You called a night watchman state earlier. I'm going to let you take a crack at this, and I'll give the more, you know, standard libertarian answer. But, Vincent, I'm just curious, you know, do you see any involvement in your night watchman state for road building?
You know, I'm not going to centrally plan it. I think it's, you know, instead of going straight from this police state that we have to, you know, total, you know, Ancapistan or total free society, I think, you know, we need to transition. So will there be paid for roads? You know, I'd say it'd be up for a community thing. I think the main way we'd get taxes instead of, you know, an income tax or anything would be taxing imports coming in through the country or taxing exports to come out. Because with a night watchman state, you'd have a navy to defend that. And so I only see the state providing, you know, protection from, you know, threats foreign. But there'd be maybe even like, you know, sales tax or interstate commerce, but certainly not taxing people's productivity through income tax, which is disgusting. I don't know why people put up with it today.
Now, as a libertarian, I'm against all taxes, all forms of coercive taxation.
I am too, but just, you know, in the transition.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, we need some way to gain revenue.
So I'm going
to
talk about the ideal world. The
once
ideal
the transition is done, though, how do we pay and we go to the society that you suggest?
So,
how
things
get paid for?
The ideal world, there would be no public property. Everything would be privately owned, and so private owners would decide how these things would happen. Ultimately, you know, you take it out of the hands of central committees and let business owners and communities, you know, neighborhoods decide how to handle that. You look at Disney World, for instance, they've got some of the best roads in the, you know, in the country. So,
well, they don't have winters like we have in Michigan.
No, I got you. I get where you're coming from. I can tell you, I don't know what it's like in Michigan, but the roads are garbage here in New Hampshire. And,
well, here as well, yeah.
Yeah, so it would be hard to do a worse job than the government does on the roads, I'll say that. But further, as far as funding is concerned, I think you're going to find that most people are like you. Most people want to have a decent road to drive on, so they're more than likely to support some sort of public building project voluntarily on a consensual basis. If it's not being done by a business that owns the property, then even if we still have some sort of governmental concept, it could be one where people opt in to support the things they want to support. Okay, so I get this tax bill, and it's a suggestion instead of a demand, right? Oh, well, here's what this department wants to get for their budget. Here's what this department. So, okay, you don't support Planned Parenthood. Well, you don't check that off. You don't fill that part out or whatever. But you support the roads or clearing the roads, like snow clearing or whatever. Okay, yeah, I'll send some money to that. Oh, yeah, I like the fire department. I'll send some money to them. And that would make them immediately more accountable for their actions and immediately more efficient. To get to where we want to go, there's a lot that can be talked about, and there's a lot that's been written on the subject of roads, because that is one of the big sort of objections to libertarianism. So I would recommend looking into libertarian perspectives on the roads, and there's a whole lot that you can get into. Jack, let's talk again if you got more questions. I appreciate your call tonight, man. Thanks for making it here with Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. You can join us and take control of the airwaves.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, healthcare is messed up in the United States. It'd be nice to have a healthcare system that focuses on health and not sickness. Now, of course, health insurance pays for treating sickness, but it gives you nothing for being healthy. And doesn't that incentivize illness instead of health? Well, there's a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. It's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, if you like, and no charge 24-hour access to doctors, including traditional integrative chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage, plus a medical information card you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. You'll love the service and the price, so go check them out at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. That's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. As we go to the phones and your calls and thoughts, James in Arizona, you're on Free Talk Live via Skype. Hello.
Yes, Vincent, I think we have something in common that thou shalt not bear false witness against your neighbor is a commandment given by our Creator. You'd agree with that, right?
Yes, that is a commandment.
One of the biggest 10 of them. You know, it's not as bad as murder that other people you know have been involved with. But anyway, you are sitting next to a person that does it with the impunity.
Well, what do you mean when you say bear false witness? What does that mean?
Don't lie.
Okay. Don't lie about
people. And then I've already mentioned it before what you've lied about.
Well, there's always new listeners tuning in. There's always new listeners tuning in, James, so why don't you clarify?
Anyway, you've regurgitated the lie as well, Vincent, about me having three Deweys and you get your rocks off.
I've seen evidence. I've seen evidence that you've had at least three of them, James.
Don't contradict my word.
Your word. James, you know, you're buried in witness if you're lying about this or lying about Ian being a liar.
I wouldn't be lying to you, Vincent. The reason why the guy in the background laughs is because he doesn't believe our God commands us not to lie and not to bear false witness. The only God he believes in is stuck right between his two ears. He's only answer to himself, and he doesn't care about other people. But, Vincent, if you want to call me back, and I'll tell you the truth, because I'm not going to waste any more airtime about it, Vincent.
Waste there.
You know, one of the things you never answered,
James, I really couldn't care less, okay? I don't care if you actually did or didn't, all right? And I'll...
I do.
Here's the thing. You never have explained, and you will not answer the question. I'm going to put you on hold for a moment. He's never explained, Vincent. I've asked him more than once, because he's called to accuse me of, you know, calling him a liar. For listeners new to the show, James in Arizona, a regular hate-filled caller, he... has accused me of being a liar because I went and found, or somebody found and then pointed us to, a website that has arrest records, and it shows three different mugshots of him associated with three separate charges for DUI. And when I've asked James, well, if you're saying you weren't, you know, charged with three DUIs, can you explain why there are evidence that you were? And he's never answered that question, so I'll give him one more chance to answer it. Go ahead, James.
I was never given a chance to answer.
Sure, you
just spent
you
a
just
lot of time
okay.
regurgitating a lie.
You just ignore them and you keep insulting.
I didn't ignore it. You're not letting me speak.
Okay, go.
James, please go.
Let's get the
and
answer.
By the way, Vincent, I do care.
What's the answer?
That you lied about me on the public airwaves. I'm going to answer it, but let me speak. What is this show called? And talk about anything you like. And
yeah, you called in to talk about the same old crap.
Except for when I call in, you
called
over.
To talk about the same old crap that you always do and ignore the same question you always ignore.
Crap. But leave aside that you post things that listeners are looking online about a caller and posting things about just a caller to a radio show, and then you all get
you aren't just any old caller
hearing.
To a radio show, dude. You threaten violence
and
against
you send
the host
messages
of the show.
To hosts also
off the air. Yeah, you've been sending messages to Vincent to on his what Facebook profile?
Yeah, to Mark.
Vincent, let me respond to that threat.
Okay.
I'm not threatening anybody. I'm guaranteeing you, Vincent, if you were ever to smear me or lie about me to my face. I would drop the Catholic part.
Yeah, because that's what Jesus would do,
because
right?
It's funny, you got... That's right. I'm not, like I said to Vincent and to other hosts, I'm Roman, Catholic. I try to live by the commandments of Jesus Christ, and I certainly haven't lied
about
anybody.
There is no try.
I said I try. I do violate the scriptures, as do you sleeping with a 14-year-old, or I'm sorry, she was 16.
Well, you know, Jesus did that with Mary Magdalene, so I don't know why you're...
But may I continue and respond? Hey, Vincent, it's not funny.
How old was Mary Magdalene?
I have no idea. I wasn't there.
It was not funny. Oh, my God. Is he making fun of the scriptures, Vincent, that you say that are written by God?
No,
but
I was
anyway,
asking
Vincent,
a question.
I've been arrested three times in the last 6 years, driving on a suspended license, had to do with my Dewey. I didn't pay the fines. And then one Sunday morning, I was walking my dog at the park, and a woman called the cops because I was walking around with my dog off the leash, and the cops showed up. And on the only Sunday I had off last summer, Vincent, the only Sunday, a beautiful day, the cops showed up, and I found out I had a warrant out for my arrest because I didn't go out to the other side of the valley to report that I'd done all the things because of my Dewey 5 years previous, that I'd accomplished all those things, so I got arrested. So I haven't been arrested for three Deweys, but the point is, Vincent, you guys all get your rocks off bashing my reputation on the public airwaves, believing what you want to believe is true, and then call me angry for being mad that you were lying about me. And you call me a hateful person? Ian Bernard, you must be kidding me. What I hate is lying. What I hate is smearing. What I hate is stupidity.
Well,
you
I also don't
the
care for lying.
When you,
can
when
you explain to me? Let's
yeah,
stay on topic
well,
here.
James, first, thank you for explaining that.
Thank you for the very first explanation of. Thank you for the very first explanation of anything about your arrest, but it still doesn't really answer the question of why jail.com has three separate arrest records all mentioning DUIs. Are you saying that they are lying, James?
I don't care who you're citing. I just told you the whole truth and nothing but the truth about the three times I've been arrested in the last 5 years. What you're reading online, I don't give a about. I do care that you don't. Your first instinct is, again, to question my word, which you would never do in my presence, ever. Not to mention, Vincent, he's a crazy loon that you admire that actually was guilty of an accessory to murder and helping a murderer get away and lying about the murder when he was arrested, obstruction of justice.
Now, to be fair, James, the jail.com listing here, when you search for James Wittekind, does have a DUI with a BAC of 0.08 or more. That's one of them.
I've seen another reputable site that has the same information.
That one was, let's see here.
I'll send you the link later. But
booked on June 7th, 2015, DUI with a BAC of 0.08 or more. Then another one on 2013, December 18th, again, DUI with BAC of 0.08 or more. Now, the third one, to be fair, is a different charge. The third one is in Maricopa County. It was DUI-liquor/drug/vapors/combo. So that one, you know, may or may not be a DUI, but it does say here. Oh, no, that one also has a DUI. There's two charges there. There's DUI, liquor, drugs, vapors, combo, and then another charge of DUI with BAC of 0.08 or more. And that was in 2011. So you've got 2011, 2013, 2015. Are you saying that two out of those three are a lie and that jail.com is lying about you?
I don't care what jail.com says about me. I'm not looking for me online. I just told you the God's honest truth.
Why are there three arrest records?
What if you do? They're all stemmed from the same charge, you piece of human crap.
There are three different arrest records with three separate photos.
You're a piece of human crap. I got pulled over for driving on a suspended license. The initial charge, I guess, jailbait.com, where you found Renee. list that as being all the same freaking Vincent, by the way. Jesus wouldn't be cool with a guy sleeping with a teenage girl.
We're laughing.
I said you made a good comment. That was
funny,
joke.
Man. Thanks for the call, James.
Vincent,
you can't take a compliment.
You lied about me on the public.
Thanks for the call. That's enough. All right, that's enough of that. So, I don't know, maybe he was so drunk he didn't remember getting the charges. I mean, honestly, I don't understand. I mean, look, I'm just going based on what the internet says. It's possible jail.com is wrong here, but it's not like they're using the same booking photo for all three different arrests that happened over a period of 4 years.
I mean, it's so inconsequential in my life. I actually believe what he said just now, but then he just gets angry and vitriolic about it again. You know, I don't get James should actually like this show because he'd be in favor of abolishing the state too, so you know, he could drink and drive and not worry about getting arrested.
Toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So basically he's just denying, saying that these arrests are not true. And it's possible the internet can be wrong.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, he's so hostile and so nasty, it's hard to believe the things that are actually coming out of his mouth. And, of course, no one would have ever looked for this stuff if he weren't so awful. It's Free Talk Live.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. We got enough time for you if you want to join us now. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. At Skype, username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
And if you enjoy Free Talk Live, you want to help support what we're doing here, then please join the AMP program. It makes a big difference for us when you do it. You get all the features on our website for free. So you don't have to, but it makes a big difference because that $5 a month that it costs you, that's like nothing. That's the price of a fancy cup of coffee at Starbucks, right? The average person spends $5 a month on a bunch of, you know, throwaway crap. So if you like what we're doing here, then go become an amplifier because it helps us market Free Talk Live to new radio stations. Daryl Perry and I were calling busily this morning stations all across the country because it was announced that Herman Cain, you may remember him from the 2012 presidential primary. Well, he started doing a syndicated radio show after the primary was over when he lost, and he's been doing it since. And coming up in January, the beginning of January, he's done. So he's calling it quits on his syndicated show. That means that there's like 100-something stations out there that are going to need some new programming. And so now's a perfect time for us to be calling, but also you, if you want to help us. Let's say you don't have $5 a month to amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com, then pick up your phone, call your local talk station, and ask the program director real nicely, whether they've got Herman Cain or not. Just ask him to add Free Talk Live to the lineup. It's always a nice thing for a program director to hear something positive towards, you know, what they could do to make a better station. And we think Free Talk Live would be an important part of that. So if you want to help us market Free Talk Live, to advertise the show, to promote us, to get more of the ideas of liberty on the airwaves, you heard our caller earlier tonight from Jackson, Michigan, saying he discovered libertarianism because of this show. We can do that in more markets. We're on 160 stations now. We can have 300. We can have 400. I think Limbaugh's got like 600. Dave Ramsey's got 500. So, I mean, there's hundreds more that we could add. But it does take money to effectively market the show. So please, you'll get perks if you join the AMP program. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more. Get all the details. Get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal, Visa, or MasterCard on the site. Also, Bitcoin on the site. And I've heard rumors that our site now takes American Express. But honestly, that was like something that our credit card company started to do, or the credit card merchant provider. But I don't know anyone that has an American Express card, so I don't know how to actually test that. So if you've got an American Express card and you want to test out the AMP program, let me know how that goes. I'm curious to know if that actually works for you. AMP.freetalklive.com. Thank you in advance for doing that, whether it's the holiday season or later when you sign up. We really appreciate it. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico listening online. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, a couple of fun educational nuggets I pulled from your show tonight. Topic one, first of all, Bono, interesting point. In Albuquerque, New Mexico, there's a topless bar called Knockouts, and I knew a bartender that worked there. And Bono was, I don't know what he was in Albuquerque for a couple weeks or more, but he used to go into that topless bar every afternoon, spending some of that 95% of that donated
charity money.
Oh,
He was helping poor topless strippers,
yeah, college students,
make
yeah.
a living.
Yeah, pay their tuition.
Right, they got kids. You know, they got kids to mouths to feed.
Yeah, exactly.
They're only making $300 an hour. I mean, Jesus.
Yeah,
it's a tough life.
Yeah, no kidding. $300 an hour, $800 a day. Yeah, exactly. The next nugget from your show. There is a positive from James' conversation. He had dropped the thou shalt not bear false witness, which is rather entertaining. Well, let me to tie that into some news here in Albuquerque. The DA, Carrie Brandenburg, who is high profile, been there forever and is retiring now, but she's the one with these cops that shot the quote unquote homeless camper dude.
Right, shot him to death for really no reason whatsoever, just because they could.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. In short, I agree. There's all kinds of convoluted, facts and opinions and such. But anyway, I mentioned her just because she's high profile. People are know her. I've had several private one-on-one extended conversations with her during this 10-year pendency dealing with the loss of my children. One of the things that she said to me when I brought up on the topic of thou shalt not bear false witness, that in the state of New Mexico, and here's a direct quote, and this was a few years ago, but at that time she said, quote, I have not seen anyone prosecuted for perjury in the last 15 years. So how pathetic is that? And the message is, here's a fun way to look at it. Hey, criminals, or hey, anybody, if you want to go into court for anything that is, for instance, well, for anything, criminal or civil, and lie about somebody else, you are in no danger whatsoever of being called on the carpet for it in New Mexico. Now, for instance, I believe in Texas, they do go after people for that kind of thing. But in New Mexico, you can lie all you want because the top law dog in New Mexico basically says that she hadn't seen anybody prosecuted for lying under oath in the previous 15 years. And something even more entertaining is if it's a civil case and not a criminal case, if you want to get a civil restraining order against somebody or anything else civil, and there's a lot of civil stuff like that involved with children custody and such like that, all you got to do is take, if you got more witnesses that will lie on the witness stand, then the other guy can bring witnesses that will lie on the witness stand. Mm-hmm. The burden of proof in a civil case is preponderance of the evidence, which means that if I got liars and you only have two liars, because this happened to me.
Yep.
I didn't bring any liars and the other side brought two liars and therefore I lost 2-1 on liars and the judge decided against me. How's that for educational and amusing and pathetic?
David, thanks for your call, man. I appreciate the story. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Ian and Vincent in the studio here. We have, throughout the show, kind of been touching back on this topic of, do we need the FCC? And there was just a couple more paragraphs from someone who Donald Trump has actually appointed to his tech policy transition team, one of two people, Mark Jamieson from the blog techpolicydaily.com, which appears to be connected to the American Enterprise Institute, which is a kind of a Koch brothers-funded organization, as I understand it. So far he's been pretty spot on in this article about, you know, is really the FCC even a necessary bureaucracy at this point? Was it ever? He says, why do we still have an FCC? He writes, there seem to be three reasons we still have the FCC. One is inertia. Dissolving a federal agency is a large task, and Congress often has other priorities. Second, the FCC is valuable to businesses and interest groups that are benefiting from its activities. The recent work on net neutrality, business data services, and set-top boxes are bestowing benefits to some segments of the industry at the expense of other segments. And as we discuss here, the FCC is protecting the existing licensees in radio and television from any real semblance of competition on the radio waves. But also, he says here, it's all at the expense of customers who ultimately bear the brunt of regulatory rent-seeking. The FCC's universal service subsidies have, for example, delivered profits to numerous telephone companies over the years, and the cottage industries formed in support of net neutrality, set-top box regulation, and universal service policies employ a large number of people. So all of those people are going to lobby against abolishing the FCC. The third reason, he says, we still have an FCC appears to be that it's important to keep radio spectrum allocation independent of day-to-day political pressures. What would we do without an FCC? Any legitimate universal service concerns could be handled by others. States can subsidize network access as they see fit. The Department of Health and Human Services can incorporate telecommunications and internet into its assistance to low-income households. And the FTC and states can handle consumer protection and ex-post regulation. A much smaller independent agency could be created to license radio spectrum, where a spectrum license would be a property right for use and not about content, he says, which is an interesting proposed change. Again, I'm totally against any licensing whatsoever, but I'd be happy with them cutting out 99% of the FCC and
Start somewhere.
Yeah, and leaving that one aspect. He says the license holder could lease its space to others or use it itself for content or other services. He says, thus, at the end of the day, we don't need the FCC, but we still need an independent agency. So, not a pure libertarian perspective, but certainly a perspective that has been unheard of in Washington, D.C., in my lifetime at least. And so it's refreshing to have that perspective coming out from one of Trump's proposals. Now, that was the nice thing I had to say about Trump on the other side of things. He's proposing penalties for people who are burning the American flag. And that's a whole other conversation we're not going to have time to have tonight. But I would like to have that conversation at one point. I can tell you this, that already, because of Trump's comments, there's an activist here in New Hampshire, Shire Dude, who has scheduled a flag burn event for the same day as Trump's inauguration. So there may very well be flags burned in various different places on that same day. Should be interesting if that actually comes to fruition. So, Vincent, thanks for joining me here tonight.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, Ian.
And you'll be back, I think, are you coming in on Friday?
Oh, yeah.
All right, and then more, of course, tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. And don't forget to amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.